The Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance has handed over enough signatures to the State Division of Elections to get a voter initiative on the 2016 general election ballot. The alliance wants to stop all commercial set netting in five areas deemed to be urban and non-subsistence under Alaska law, according to the group's president, Joe Connors, who owns a sport fishing lodge on the Kenai River. The alliance's motive is to conserve dwindling salmon stocks.
They've got these massive pieces of equipment that harvest a lot of fish quickly, and anybody else is either fishing with a dip net or fishing with a rod and reel, and they're not that efficient compared to a 210-foot net.
The initiative asks state voters to decide on banning set nets in the five urban areas. A state Superior Court decision last year favored the alliance's plan to put the question on the ballot, but the state has challenged that decision and asked the state's Supreme Court to decide if the alliance's initiative is legal. Corey Mills, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Law, says state attorneys are drafting an opinion on the constitutional legality of the initiative and would not comment further on the issue. The state Supreme Court will hear the case during August 26th and 27th.